one to shovel, and we had quite a bit of snow in Saskatoon yesterday and last night. I can believe it. That's pretty much, I don't know, maybe 8 inches or something like that. But that, yeah, so that's quite a bit of snow. So that's my plan this morning and before lunch, because Olga, she don't want to shovel, and it's too hard for her. So I will do that today. Maybe I will for my next neighbor beside my house. So he's gone for a while for Christmas. I don't know where he went, but he didn't show up for maybe just before Christmas. So maybe he went traveling somewhere. So, but I will for him. So everything will be all set to go. Back to you.
Well, that's a very neighborly thing to do there. That's awesome. So, oh yeah, he'll be much appreciated for that when he comes. So, yeah, it's always a surprise, you know, when you get home after a few days, especially this time of the year. You can get a bunch of snow and can't even get into your own driveway or garage. So, there you go. Well, that's kind of you to do that. No, we didn't get that much. We got a few flakes come down yesterday, and that's about it. Nothing to speak of for snow like you guys got there. Over.
Yeah, so I'm watching the hockey game yesterday, the Canada Junior Leagues or whatever. They play pretty good. I'm very surprised. So, we have so two more games this afternoon. That they start at 1 o'clock, and after that, around 3 o'clock, another game again, plus the NFL football game. So, yeah, so that's pretty much full time sports, football and hockey. So that's great. And yesterday I did some contact on HF. Talking with Tom from Ohio in the United States, and this guy makes some kind of video on YouTube, how do you set some radio or all that kind of stuff. So I did that with Patrick at and it was pretty I was with him for a while, so I think I was on the 10 meters. Back to you.
Yeah, well, on that radio that you got there, that 7300, what you could do is, one of the settings I know to change is your audio. There's settings that will make it sound a lot better. With your audio there, it won't be so digital sounding. So yeah, there's settings that I set mine to. I was talking with a guy as well on AHF that was very familiar with that radio I have, and pretty much the same radio you got, except you got the newer version. And so I set the radio to what he said there, and he says, yeah, my audio sounded way better now. So he could tell that it wasn't set appropriately. So I had it on default setting there, and I had to adjust it just a couple notches one way or the other. So, but I don't know what they are off the top of my head. I'd have to turn the radio on and see what they're set at. So is that one of the adjustments he got you to change there on your radio? Is your audio? Back to you.
Well, I did. I fixed Well, when I heard him, I fixed my filter and my compressor, and also the noise blinker, whatever they call. So it was totally clear. I can believe it. It was very, very good. So yeah, so it was perfect. And otherwise, I went for a coffee meeting yesterday with the Ham Club, and we have six more students for a new ham radio in Saskatoon. So that course, I think they start in June or May or around there. So, and maybe we get some more before, I think. I'm not sure, but six for sure. And Patrick, you have quite a bit of a book to learn about ham radio and stuff, and he have the basic book, and also he have another book for more basic owner or something like that. Back to you.
That's awesome. Hey, do you guys, like when you guys run your courses there for new hams, do you guys use Zoom or anything like that so somebody that's a fair distance away can partake in meetings as well there? Back to you.
Not sure, but we have some instructor already in Saskatoon, so he take care about it. So yeah, and otherwise not too much. No, just about what you said. No wind at all in Canada, and no wind at all in Saskatoon. It's very calm. It's but we got quite a bit of snow. That's why I want to use my snow blower around 11 o'clock or whatever. So it will be great. And I will be watching a football game, hockey game, and back and forth. So my Patriot team play at noon o'clock. So that's cool. So I'm watching that football game, and after that, we'll be back on the hockey game and do some supper before, prepare some supper. I had some very planned for this afternoon. I would like to prepare my pickerel fish, and also I have some frog leg to do it. So with some rice and garlic, and have garlic bread, and maybe with a glass of water. Hi.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that sounds like a pretty good supper to me. Yeah, we had some fresh pickerel that we had caught this summer, and it was our last bag already, so I'll have to wait now until spring to catch more, but or maybe this winter yet we might go see how the temperature is and the weather is in January. That's usually when we go, is in January, actually. Can drive on the ice safely and all that. It's plenty cold enough, and the ice is plenty thick enough, so it probably is quite thick already with the cold temperatures we've had. So, but yeah, usually in January we usually have a warm spell, and I like to go fishing then, do a little ice fishing. So yeah, looking forward to that. And yeah, so And, well, the Patriots, that's my son's team there. He cheers for the Patriots. That's the team as well. So, hopefully, it wins. He's got some kind of a pool that he's in there that he's picked players from a bunch of teams or whatever in this pool. And he's usually within the top 10. Top 5 or 10 in that pool. So he's pretty good by picking the right players and so forth. He watches a lot of sports. Pretty much that's the only channel he knows of on TV is the sports channel there. Hi. So anyhow. Well, maybe I'll let you get into Costco there and do what you have to do, and we'll talk with you a little later there, Pierre. You have yourself a good day, and yeah, keep warm when you're blowing snow there. I'll be blowing snow here on Thursday all day. VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM.
Okay, that. Oh yeah, I have that big jacket. I have jacket or whatever. That jacket is very, very warm. They're not cheap anymore. Old girl, she bought it about 30 years ago, and I think she paid about $400 on that time. If you want the same jacket right now, exactly the same, that's about $1,200. Unbelievable. Wow. But that jacket is very, very good, very warm. I use that guy when I go ice fishing. I did, but it's good, very good. Good jacket. Anyway, so, yeah, well, Josh, you bought some Bickroll from Costco. It's very good. Not too pricey, and a very big filet and stuff. And I love that thing. It's very good. Honestly, it's very good pickle, and it's not a small fillet, just about, I would like to say maybe 10 inches long, and they're very thick, and oh my God, very good stuff. So, so that's my plan today. Otherwise, that's about it for now, my new coax, Patrick, he gave it to me, the RF-200. They work very, very, very well. So, but BNE Electronic, they don't have that kind of coax. That's a RF-200 and double shield, 50 ohms. And that'll work very good. Back to you.
Yeah, it's always good to have double-shielded coax, especially when you're running from your HF. You need some short runs there to go from there to your amplifier if you've got one, or your watt meter and antenna tuner, and out to your antenna there. So you need at least two short runs. So you've got one coming in even, so that's three. So I assume that you've got a watt meter going out there after your tuner. Is that a Roger, or do you just tuner that's in the radio? Back to you.
My tuner and my SWR on my ICOM 7300 is good enough. It worked very, very good, very well. So I don't need another SWR, between my antenna and my ICOM 7300. So I'm all set to go. So I don't need too much equipment around, you know. I'm happy with my ICOM 7300. They have a meter on it, SWR and everything, a tuner, fine tuning and everything, so compression and everything, and noise blanker, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so that looked like a Cadillac, you know. So plus I got my, of course, I have my BCI filter.